Durandarachara Bhagavatam, Canton 7, Chapter 5, Verse 32. Naisa Madhustava Guru Karamagrim, Kusatana Dopa Ramaya Radha, Vaiya Sham Padara Guru Shakam, Nishkin Jananama, Runitayavat. Translation. Unless they spear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination. Unless they smear upon their bodies.
They smear upon their bodies.
The dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava.
Dust of a lotus feet of a Vaishnava.
Completely freed from material contamination.
Completely freed from material contamination. Persons very much inclined. Toward materialistic life.
Cannot be attached.
Cannot be attached.
To the lotus feet of the Lord.
Lotus feet of the Lord.
Who is glorified. For his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious. And taking shelter at the lotus feet. Of the Lord. In this way. Can one be free. From material contamination.
Purpose.
Becoming Krishna conscious brings about anartha apagama, the disappearance of all anarthas, the miserable conditions we have unnecessarily accepted. The material body is the basic principle of the unwanted miserable conditions. The entire Vedic civilization is meant to relieve one from these unwanted miseries. But persons bound by the laws of nature do not know the destination of life. As described in the previous verse, Isatantram Urudam Nibadha, they are conditioned by three strong modes of material nature. The education that keeps the conditioned soul bound life after life is called materialistic education. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that materialistic education expands the influence of Maya. Such an education induces the conditioned soul to be increasingly attracted to materialistic life and stray further and further away from liberation from unwanted miseries. One may ask why highly educated persons do not take to Krishna consciousness. The reason is explained in this verse. Unless one takes shelter of a bona fide, fully Krishna conscious spiritual master, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. The educators, scholars, big political leaders, worshipped by millions of people, cannot understand the goal of life and take to Krishna consciousness, for they have not accepted a bona fide spiritual master and the Vedas. Therefore, in the Mundaka Upanishad, it is said, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Na Medaya Na Bhavana Srutena. One cannot become self-realized simply by having an academic education, by presenting lectures in an erudite way. Pravachanena Labhyo. or by being an intelligent scientist who discovers many wonderful things. One cannot understand Krishna unless one is graced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only one who has surrendered to a pure devotee of Krishna and has taken the dust of his lotus feet can understand Krishna. First, one must understand how to get out of the clutches of Maya. The only means is to become Krishna conscious. And to become Krishna conscious very easily, one must take shelter of a realized soul, a Mahat or Mahatma, whose only interest is to engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatma Anastumam Pardha Daivim Prakriti Vasita Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Jnatva Bhutadim Avayam. O son of Pradha, those who are not deluded, the great soul, are under the protection of divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of God, original and inexhaustible. Therefore, to end the unwanted miseries of life, one must become a devotee. A Shastri Bhaktir Bhagavata Kinchana Sarvair Gunai Satra Samasate Sura. One with unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. Yasya Deve Para Bhaktir Yata Deve Yata Guru Tasyaiti Katita Yadda Prakashante Mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Yam yevaita virunate tena labhyat tasyaisa atma virunate tanum swam. The Lord is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. These are Vedic instructions. One must take shelter of a self-realized spiritual master, not a materially educated scholar or politician. One must take shelter of Nishkinchana, a person engaged in devotional service and free from material contamination. That is the way to return home back to Godhead. Om Jnana Tipirandasya Jnana Jnana Talakaya Chakshuru Kumbhinitam Jena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stabitam Jena Bhutale Vayan Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Runda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare
Hare. Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So, the important things that are mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was very bold and clear. Although he was a mere boy, but he was not afraid of Hiranyakashipu. Not that he was father. Hiranyakashipu, he left his fatherly duties towards Prahlad Maharaj. Then the father may chastise that, we know that you're not going to kill me or you're not going to take me to such a punishment that I could be realized completely lost. This is the nature of materialistic life. Generally, a father is always evaluation. But if the father is just a materialistic person, we have oftentimes seen in our Krishna conscious career how if the son or daughter becomes a devotee of Krishna, the very parents become deadly enemies. Not only their daughter taking to Krishna consciousness, but foolishly they also become antagonistic. They become very anti to even the saintly people. Because they are so disturbed and restless, so they want to attack the saintly people also. Transgressing their rights and responsibilities. Generally, suppose some boy or a girl take to Krishna consciousness. The right is there for the father to deal whichever he likes with the daughter or son, because that is the relation. I told one time, because we are in the preaching field, so sometimes parents come and attack us, attack the devotees. So I was in Kurukshetra, and one M.Tech student, he started taking serious interest, and he became a devotee, and parents came to know because he stopped eating onion and garlic, tea and coffee, and getting up in the morning. The father was a colonel in the big post, he was a colonel in the military, and the father had many bright ideas for his son. The son was very intelligent. My son is going to be some CEO, some chief executive officer, so brilliant, and he's going to bring great name and fame to the family. But this guy is just he's worried about internal transformation. And he was keen to join also if parents don't disagree with him too much. But because he was a devotee, yes, I have to satisfy parents to some extent. And also, I have to practice my bhakti, which is a rare opportunity in human life. Only human life can practice spiritual life. So I was trying to balance. I don't want to disturb my parents. So he was trying to handle the parent. And then they did two things. The parents did two things. On the first, let us scare this Swami who is guiding my son. Yes, sadhus, not very influential guys. That's a good people. They don't have a position in the society. So one day, some 3-4 military jeeps, they came and stopped in front of our place. This can't appreciate it. I thought good preaching opportunity. Yes. But are you the person preaching my son? What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? What is your education qualification, by the way? He thought I have nothing else to do. So he has come in a very aggressive mood. Naturally, because my son is M.Tech and all that. And he's almost going to be M.Tech from IIT Delhi. Maybe we take a good shot for M.Tech. All of them. There are military guys. Just to scare them. All in uniforms. He's a colonel, and all his left-hand colonel, 2-3 left-hand colonels, and many soldiers. So, such and all kind of work for this next 32 people came. And all the people want to do that. So I was very, I thought if they want to come and know about Krishna, I am going to preach to these influential people. But the very starting was, then the talk went on. Why you are teaching us all this? So then I understood the son did not come. He was in the house. They came. I told her, I never visited your house. Or you will not find any phone calls repeated to your son. Whatever your son has picked up, he was coming here and he was learning. And here is the argument. I am committed to a mission to spiritual life and Krishna consciousness. I do my job. So, you talk like a gentleman, the institution, we are from members of ISKCON and we are a mission, we do our business. It is between you and your son. You are such a big officer. Why are you trying to threaten me? Don't think this will be accepted. So go and deal with your son. It's up to him and it's among your family members. But it is not proper that you come and tell me what hell you are teaching and all that. And we find Bhagavad Gita a great book, and we find Bhagavad Gita a solution to modern day so many problems of the world. So if you are cool-headed, you can sit down and talk. If you don't like it, you just say no. So everybody found it isn't good. What can we do this? And then they left. And second thing they dealt with is tomorrow we are going to celebrate Paniyati festival. Raghunath Das was also a very dear son, and he was the only son among two brothers, and he inherited all the estate of the father and his brother. Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar. Prabhupada writes, the opulence is like the opulence of Indra. They own so many acres of land, they have so much gold, they have so much influence in the Muslim government, they are the tax collector. But this Raghunath Das, being a gentleman, only gentle people, gentle, intelligent people will become attracted to Krishna, not rogues and fools. Person is a fool. We cannot be attracted to Krishna. That's why he's a fool. Bhagavad Gita says simply, what is the definition of a fool and an intelligent man? Anyone who doesn't accept Krishna is a fool. Simple definition. It's not a question of our intelligence. That's what Prabhupada is describing. The purport. He may be angry. He may be a noble laureate. He may be so many people who have been PhDs under him. And he's a consultant to the Department of Science and Technology, DST. He's a consultant. He's very influential about the science matters. People consult him. The government consults him, grants, crores and crores of rupees. He's a noble laureate. He will value his opinion. Maybe all this, but simply Krishna says, Avajananti Mahamuda, Manushantana Vasatam, Parambhav Ajananto, Mamabhuta Mahesu. It's simple definition. Avajananti Mahamuda. anyone who doesn't accept Krishna is a fool. Krishna is God. Anyone who doesn't accept God, because in human life, every breath, with every second, you look into the world, nothing is created by us, nothing is organized by us, and we are not independent of anything in this world. So already the perfect system is going on. And we come into this world with our tiny intelligence, with our small life, and then we start giving opinions on this, that, this, that. Oh, there, Krishna is giving his opinion, his information for the good interest of us. Just like about this upstart, this boy. How old are you? 10 years. Suppose this 10 years boy with so much experience in the world and so much education, as you can see. And he starts differing, disagreeing with his father. No, no. Father will just get slapped. It's not fit to argue with his father. Father is not about life. Father is there just for his good interest. Parents have no other interest than their own children. And the children are this petty intelligence and stubbornness. He tries to confront his father, even by power. What is it for his father? What is his strength? Physically also. Physically, intellectually, the experience. So, anyone who tries to disagree with Bhagavad Gita, anyone who tries to challenge Bhagavad Gita, they are simply animals. Because animals have no business to understand God. It needs some reasonableness. Say, Prabhupada gives the definition. Prabhupada gives the definition of intelligence. Intelligence, when you understand that this world is simply a place of suffering. Suppose somebody says, sir, this world is completely a place of suffering. So very intense. Very intense. Not that, for this problem, I have this solution. For this problem, I have this solution. God. And with all these solutions, your life is completely a mess and chaos. Then what are the solutions, sir? What solutions you have? Bhagavatam says, for every solution a man comes up with, there will be 100,000 problems again. That's there. Because these are not the solution. So, intelligent man means this world is not a fit place to live. We are making very elaborate arrangements how to make this world the way we can be comfortable. Is anybody comfortable? With all these advancements of science and technology. Just danger at every step. Padam, padam, and padam. So, let's say it's a scientist, a materially intelligent person, it is not in their imagination that it's not possible. That's what today's sloka. Prabhupada is explaining in Prahlad Maharaj said, Vaiyasya Padarajabhishekam. So, unless we are all defective in so many ways. Basically, four defects. We are cheaters. We don't have a proper answer, but we tend to. I'm a professor, I'm a PhD in this and that. He doesn't have answers, but still, he has taken that position and he's trying to guide others also. If you ask him point blank, sir, what is the goal of life? Suppose somebody is the head of department of management. We ask him, sir, we manage the society, we manage our life according to the MBA education. And what is the goal? In which way we want to take the society? Please tell us. Okay. Nobody asked me a question like this. He had a small MBA in some subject, and he could have your management degrees. Which way we want to lead the society? It's an absurd question. So many things are going on. How can they say which way? Take your own way. And how to manage one's life? Sure, we are managers. First, we manage our life. Then, if you know how to manage your life, then you know how to manage the lives of others. That's what he says. If you know how to be happy in life, then you can guide others how to be happy in life. And you have never been happy in life, and you will say, children, do like this. My dear friends, do like this. What is this? It's called cheating. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. You bring one person who is not Krishna conscious and is free from tension, is worry, and irrespective of all conditions, he is smiling. You bring one person like that. That is called successful management. Problems are, we are not saying, I'm not saying if you become Krishna conscious, just you will do all miracles in life. Are you saying like that? We don't say it. If you become Krishna conscious, pass anything I can do. No. We are not educating you like that. We are saying, if you become Krishna conscious, you understand this world is always a place of problems, but you don't be part of this world. And you retrace your steps. You try to go in the path of Mahatmas. You go in the path of which is governed by God. The Bhagavad Gita is, Krishna is telling us, Krishna is so kind. We are in a world without hope. You know, nobody knows what to do in this world. But wilderness. We are all in wilderness. And the Bhagavatam says, Puranarko Adhunadita. The Bhagavad Puran and Bhagavad Gita is like an effulgent sunlight. When the darkness is there, people may put so many lights, but you only see darkness. Where there is light, you do. Little illumination there. Overall, in the night, you look outside, it's all dark. Oh, there are no lights in their room. And the street light, that's all it is. This is our achievement. But when the sun comes, total illumination all over the world, not in just this planet, all over. When the sun comes up, all darkness is gone. So similarly, people may come out, you know, I have created a smartphone, I have created a tablet, created so on. That will solve all your problems and what happens. So, the beginning is that we have to admit, but we admit that we are very limited. Human beings are very limited by their capabilities. I said one thing, we said cheating. We all cheat. Yeah, if you are an elderly person and a young boy comes and asks something, and if you cannot answer that question, then it is what? Then who knows? So we are doing just manipulate something. We are being researched, we are doing this and that. So this is called cheating. The government is cheating, the parents are cheating. Yeah, the parents are cheating. Maybe not wantonly, maybe not purposefully, but because they are cheaters, they don't admit to their son that they don't know how to become happy. That's why in Krishna consciousness, age does not matter. Whoever has approached a Vaishnava, who where I've taken the association of Krishna devotees, although his age is very less, Prahlad, how old was Prahlad? Prahlad was just a 5 or 6 year old boy, and Hiranyakashipu did tapasya for thousands and thousands of years. What is Prahlad's age? 5 years. It's like, what is Prahlad's experience before Hiranyakashipu's age and experience? Prahlad is nothing. Just because Prahlad associated with Narada Muni, associated with Narada Muni, right in the womb of his mother. Does that mean that if somebody is pregnant and you talk Bhagavatam or you do bhajans, it's up to Krishna? Like in his concern, families are there and they take interest in Krishna consciousness, and the woman is pregnant and so on. That is a special case. Prahlad is a special case. But generally, there will be some effect. Whenever a pregnant lady is listening to bhajans and listening to Bhagavatam and is taking prasad, certainly there will be an effect. Maybe not that suddenly a Prahlad will come out. Right? How many Prahlads are there in this car? It takes time to educate people. So here in Bhagavatam, Prahlad is not an ordinary boy, and what he heard from, he was not an ordinary person, Narada. They are special circumstances. Narada, Hiranyakashipu was also not an ordinary person. We are also demons, we are all, but not like Hiranyakashipu. So, the Lord's arrangement, the offspring, the child that was born to Hiranyakashipu was an extraordinary boy. You know, already predicted when his, when Indra came, so Hiranyakashipu has gone to do tapasya, and Hiranyakashipu terrorized the world, and then to one demon. And then what demon has children, they take birth. So Indra was very worried. We are not able to deal with one demon. And from the child, another demon. So you can make anything out of a child. If a child is given demonic education, I've seen a horrible video. It is WhatsApp, this and you know, all crazy things. And I thought it was a good group, and they included my name, although I was not there in the group, but somehow they were sent. And then one day some message came, WhatsApp message, and I opened it up. I could not eat food for 2-3 days. That horrible video, it's ISIS people in Syria and like that, the ISIS. Islamic State. These people, they have lined up many young people whom they have captured. They have shown the video very clearly. At one point, I appreciated one thing. Although it was very horrible WhatsApp, you know, all the people, they are going to dress with their hands and legs are tied to video from ISIS. How they kill people, and then they have taken them, they are lying, and they hang them upside, all that, but it's not some, it's real. They hang them upside down, and a sharp knife, and all blood bleeds, next night. God, you see it, the young people in the world, such things also would go on. I don't know how fortunate we are in this part of the world, nicely. We are practicing Sridhar, we are practicing Bhakti. Young people, dozens in number, it shatters you. You look at such things. World people also do like that. So what I appreciate, actually, you know, they are just killing them. The villains. Cut the main blood vessel here. One minute, all the blood is drained. Next. Like they do in slaughterhouses. Yeah, actually, they want to torture. They can keep them alive. They actually torture. So that means they have some mission. If you are captive, keep them alive and torture them, it's more horrible. Oh my God, at least they are finishing them in a minute. But they want to show all the torture things. It will be how horrible that will be. I don't know what is the philosophy. Right. So the point is, we have a grand opportunity. We don't know that these kinds of things are okay, even in military, even in jails, in Islamic countries, where a dictatorship is there. And then some guy, NDTV, they are trying to make sense. They are telling another blood sacrifice. No reporter from India has so far come to this place. We are going to show you really what is going on here. For bombs everywhere. I was also thinking, my God, children, everybody just bombed to death, big buildings demolished. And it's 24 hours daily. That's right. Just imagine if you are in that part of the world. That means people are going so crazy. We have to check this whole human life where God has given such facilities. Human world compared to animals with such fantastic facilities where people can make their lives successful by being Krishna conscious. Not that just because there were murders going on, mass murders, and such terrorizing wars going on. We ask sometimes, what is the difference if somebody has a cancer disease and then the cancer is biting into your bones? Some people have incurable problems. Old age, and everything is stiff. You can digest, you can see. Horrible. Compared to that, that life is all right, finished. Bomb finished. That means suffering is universal. That's the point. Intelligence, you should see. Not that because there is no such militancy here, not that there is such terrorism wars going on, but actually suffering is ubiquitous everywhere. Where there is no suffering. So, devotees are such important people. Devotees are such ambassadors for the spiritual world. And so, you know, in this kind of devotees also know what happened to the devotees in Russia. See, the devotees, they have taken such a risk. They related some old videos. I don't know how they took the videos. They tried to send it to Siberian concentration camps. Cold, below 20, 30 degrees, and they don't give any warm clothes. Anybody in Europe, crazy. They don't do all this. Some of them are captured. The salted bread, some cookies there. They will see how horrible crimes are perpetrated. Just for what? Because you're trying to preach. It's not that you're a bad person. You're not some intelligent spy. You're trying to reveal secrets of Russia to the outside world. No. They are very simple. Doers are very simple people. They open the door, they go out and preach. Because those countries are like iron curtain, the iron wall. China is iron wall. They used to call Russia the iron curtain. You don't know what is going on inside Russia. Not now. previously. Now also. So everything sensual. We don't really want to do. Because a civilized world, people who look forward to freedom of life, they cannot take it. So they don't release some things to the public. So the point is, in this world, Krishna consciousness is always opposed. Majority of people, they oppose. Although it's a fantastic philosophy, it's a wonderful life, and this is the only solution, unfortunately. So, lastly, the point is, like, devotees have to make sacrifices. Without sacrifice, when you are in a, when you are in a world where people are cruel and foolish, it is folly to be wise in the company of fools. In the company of foolish people, the criminal foolish people. And you try to talk to them. One person told me when I was traveling in a bus in Delhi, I was trying to be in the city, let's talk. I was talking to him. I thought he impressed me. But what he says, Swami, these philosophies don't go on in this world. People step on your head and they go. If you want to be like, talk these kind of things. I will say, that means, unless you are a cruel, aggressive person. The people are thinking like that. In this world, if you want to survive, you have to outsmart others. If you are a simple guy. But devotees, they know that they are in a dangerous world. Devotees know that it is not easy to convince a person about Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to say, well, it takes 60 gallons of blood to convince one devotee. You are trying to tell the managers, don't mismanage the devotees. It's not an easy thing. Someone agrees to chant Hare Krishna. Take good care of him. Tolerate him. Give him opportunities. Slowly, give him time. It's not easy to understand Krishna consciousness in truth. But some of people come here for prasadam. People come here for saying Hare Krishna. They just say, so, but then a devotee is just taking care, watching. Yes, he said, Hare Krishna, he is not an ordinary boy. He is not an ordinary person. He takes prasad, he accepts prasad. People can argue, what is this, what is that. By arguments, you can never convince a person about Krishna consciousness. In order to exchange knowledge, there should be a proper arrangement. You go to college for every silly thing you challenge. It is true for the materialistic education, and it is mandatory, compulsory. It's a very difficult subject. That means you have to go in step with the spiritual people. Not just you argue one time, no, I don't agree with this philosophy. I'll do whatever. You are doing what you like. My brother is a big scientist. Big scientist. Non-scientist of government of India. And now he is Hare Krishna. He says, when I met him first time, you are doing what you like, but he for others to also follow with that. We are also, we like what we are doing, and you like to, because he doesn't understand ABCD about spiritual life. So you are trying to tell me you are a fool. You are medical educated, and now you are just Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. That's your life. You think you are doing something great. You are talking like this. Yeah, somehow, I think maybe my brother is frustrated. That's true. frustration means you recognize the nature of the world. It's really a place of frustration. But because you're making some money, but because you have some name, you think I'm a big man. But now he's retired, nobody comes to see him, and nobody is interested in what he wants to contribute. He may be a scientist, but the government wants to give opportunity to others, and government has their candidates whom they want to take. So always a man with 50 years of experience, and then all that. Anyway, so it takes time. It takes time. And, we should not run it. That's what he said. Preaching means just be friendly with people. Be friendly with people and then explore ways and means of just really educating about Krishna. Especially, as Prabhupada said, educated people, they are bigger nuts. It's more difficult to kind of educate people. Simple people, you give them simple, like, yeah, but what? God must be there. Simple to make people Krishna. But the more educated you are, yeah, your foolish logic and your big ego, very difficult to connect the person. So, you have to, that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. How to just engage with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do in Varanasi? It is big Mayavadis. He just, he humbly sat the place and they said, oh, he looks so effulgent and he was known for his scholarship. And he said, in such a humble stand, no, no, please, why are you sitting there? Please come. That means they engage in them. If you start arguments, then they will get into their heads. Somehow, little things. Like in the bus, you go, there's a place, they allow you to sit down. They have done some service to you. And you tell them thanks, they feel good. Like that, little things, exchanges. A devotee with this kind of external appearance, wherever he's going, he just simply is spreading auspicious. Even he doesn't talk. A devotee may not talk. Just a person having on his face, the tilak, with kantimala, and simply just let people know Hare Krishna. They are not interested in Hare Krishna. The preaching job has started. So the point is, it's only a devotee can create good fortune in this world. And people who respect, accept a devotee, and quickly they can understand everything. Devotee, wherever he's going, is spreading the good fortune. And if someone is taking a little interest, and devotee can take him over, and give everything to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shrila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki. These are organic supporters.